He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is April the 5th, 2019. And this is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting live once again from a very verdant and warm, beautiful Dallas, Texas here this morning. Beautiful Texas morning to wake up to. And we do have a gain in the markets this morning. I'm seeing all green on the screen right now. I don't see much moving up very much. You know, there's no big moves up, no big moves down, but we'll take it because overall we are up this morning. We've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 54 points. 26,439, a level we have not seen for quite some time. We have the S&P 500 up 11 points to 2,890 as it closes in on 2,900 once again. The NASDAQ is up 42 points, starting to get a little traction here this morning. The NASDAQ is at 7,934 as it's closing in once again on 8,000. The Russell 2K up 6 points to 1573. Small caps lagging a little bit, but they're up 0.4% this morning. Good news for Texas. West Texas intermediate crude up 50 cents per barrel this morning to $60.60 per barrel. Gold is off 30 cents to $1,294 per ounce. Silver's down a penny to 1507 per ounce, and we've got the 10-year down just a little bit on a strong jobs report, 2.51%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting once again today from beautiful Dallas, Texas. Beautiful day here. Trees are green. The sky is blue. The birds are singing. The blue bonnets are blooming. So what could be better? And the brisket is smoking in the pit. Okay. Brisket and pinto beans. That's the breakfast of champions right there. Is there a better dinner than smoked brisket and pinto beans? Well, I'm sure a lot of you would disagree with that, but it's right up there in my book, and there's plenty of that around here in Dallas. Well, what happened yesterday? We had a pretty good rally in the Dow, but the NASDAQ was down yesterday. There was a little bit of pressure. I would call it profit-taking in some of the cloud software stocks, the CRMs, the which is Salesforce, the Workdays and stocks that ServiceNow that are in that sector, they've been red hot lately. And maybe there was just a little bit of money rotation, profit-taking in that sector of the market yesterday. Boeing continues to be very strong. I think I made the right decision not to bail on Boeing, and it's up now from its low. It got down to 361. Right after the Ethiopian crash. It never broke its 200-day moving average, technically. And from 361, the stock is now back to 394, okay? But it's still about 50 points away from its all-time high. Boeing has some news today, which we'll get to here in a little bit. The global shares higher overnight. Hong Kong was closed. China was closed. I guess some kind of holiday over there. India was up 0.6% last night. And we got our jobs report today. The jobs report is one of the more important ones for investors because it will not only address recession fears, but will signal upcoming policy cues for the Fed. And I would say with the print of 196,000 new jobs, beating estimates of 175,000 jobs, that for now answers two questions. I think you can throw recession fears out the window, which really haven't been there, but some, you know, have talked about recession fears recently. They've talked about it for the last 10 years, okay? They'll always talk about recession fears. But I'm a guy who tries to take emotion out of the equation and just show me the facts, ma'am. You remember Friday, Jack Webb on Dragnet? Just the facts, ma'am, please. Just the facts, okay? He's getting some woman that he's interviewing across the desk, and she's all emotional and crying and screaming, and he gets her back. Just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. And I think that's a very good way to handle the stock market. You know, there's a big conundrum in the market. I'm going to address some of the frequently asked questions here during my visit. On the one hand, people want to profit from the stock market. They know that over time, there has been no greater growth vehicle for just the average Joe, like me and the rest of us, to make money. I mean, look over the last 10 years at this bull market. The market has more than tripled. If you had $320,000 in your 401k 10 years ago, today it should be worth $1 million, okay? What else could have led to that kind of growth over the last 10 years? So on the one hand, that addresses the greed factor. People want to make money in the stock market and they want to participate in it. But then they have that fear side of their emotion that either keeps them out of the market, keeps them too nervous, keeps them awake at night. So I guess you kind of have to decide, you know, if you don't want to be in the greatest growth vehicle for the common man here, which is the stock market, your alternatives are, you know, staying in cash and doing nothing, okay? And that is being eaten into by the termites called inflation. You can buy and hold bonds, 10-year bonds, 7-year bonds, 5-year bonds, but you're looking at a 3 or 4% return. And then at the end of that term, you cash in your bond, you get your principal back, and you have to pay taxes on the interest that you receive from those bonds, unless you're buying municipal bonds, where you can maybe get a 3% overall tax-free return. So if you're happy with 3% tax after-tax return, then buying individual bonds is the place for you if the market is too scary for you. But you give up a lot of upside. That's called opportunity risk. You could have made 12% in the market over the last 10 years, and the bond market hasn't come anywhere close to that. So you have to weigh, each person has a different risk to reward mindset. Some people realize that you can't make money with scared money. That's a true saying. If you're scared and you're pulling out every few months because of a little downdraft in the market, I call that scared money. If, on the other hand, you say, you know, Bill, I don't need this for the next 5 years, the next 10 years. I really need this to grow. Well, then you're going to have to dip your toe into the stock market. But at the same time, I believe in always having an emergency preparedness plan. And I would say that was missing from a lot of folks that I met with here. And I think there's a lot of firms in my industry that don't have an emergency preparedness plan. What if the economy goes into that great recession again, like it did in 2008, 2009? The stock market's going to get clobbered. The last time it was a 53% downdraft. And I would ask anybody who's managing your money at the current time, including yourself, what is my emergency preparedness plan? We had the lights go out at the hotel I'm staying in last night. Pretty large hotel. The lights, everything completely went out. What's your emergency preparedness plan in an event like that? Down in Charleston in the fall, in the late summer, we get hurricane warnings. What's your emergency exit strategy in case a hurricane lands or a tornado comes through your town or through the stock market? So I believe that you have to make hay while the sun is shining. Is it still shining? I'll talk about that when I come back. But I also believe that you have to have an emergency preparedness plan. This is Bill Gunderson. What's your plan? I hope your plan is to stick with us throughout the hour. We'll be right back. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America is headed for Sarasota on Tuesday, May 15th, Wednesday, May 16th, and Thursday, May 17th. The Gunderson team will be at the Sarasota Hyatt Regency in downtown Sarasota on those days. Bill Gunderson and his team will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they will sell out, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, May 15th. The workshop will also be held at the downtown Sarasota Hyatt Regency. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Sarasota.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You own a local business, or any business, and your national competition has a backroom of digital marketing minions who are eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We can surround potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We make every digital dollar count towards sales success. We won't waste your money. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers from everywhere. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com. connecting you with new customers.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I believe the sun still is shining in the market. I stated that Wednesday night at the workshop. You can throw every argument you want at me about why this market should not continue to go higher, and I will lead you right back to the numbers of the market. And the numbers of the market that matter are earnings. Earnings have been growing in the market, just like the blue bonnets have been sprouting every springtime here in Texas. So have earnings. They've been sprouting every single year and growing and flourishing since 2009, because there is a very tight correlation between earnings and the market. Earnings are the fuel that drives the market. And as long as those earnings continue to increase, the market is going higher. Well, can you guarantee to me, Mr. Gunderson, that earnings are going to continue to grow this year, 2019, versus last year, 2018, and next year, 2020? Well, you know what? I rely on the analysts that visit and stay in touch with those 500 companies that make up the S&P 500, because they are representative of the U.S. economy. Sometimes take a look, take a trip, go to Wikipedia, take a trip through the S&P 500, take a look at the different industries and the different companies that are represented there. It's a great cross-section from the oil fields of Texas to the car makers of Tennessee San Francisco, the Silicon Valley, and the automakers in Detroit. It's a very wide representation, the healthcare providers, of the U.S. economy. The reason why the market has been going up for the last 9 years is because earnings have been going up for the last 9 years. And they're projected right now. Now, let's not forget that not only does the market trade on the past earnings, but also, more importantly, the projections of earnings going forward. Well, we had a very strong jobs report today. There seems to be no problem in the economy right now as it relates to jobs. In fact, if anything, the problem is finding competent people to fill those jobs. That's the complaint I hear most often as I talk to different people from different walks of life, from different industries, and I see very robust action of people spending their money where normally they spend their money. And until further notice, this bull market is still intact. Now, a frequently asked question that I received here during my visit, meeting with many people from many walks of life: Bill, why would I want to get in now? We're at the end. Okay. I heard that in 2010. Bill, it's been going up for 12 months now. It can't continue to go up, can it? I heard that in 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014. In the meantime, the market kept continuing without you. All right. Well, I agree that, you know what? We've been going up for 10 years, but it could go up for 15 years. We've had bull markets of 15-year duration you really can only take it a year at a time, a month at a time, a stock at a time, an index at a time, and keep your eye on the future forecasts that are out there. And at the same time, keep your eye in the rear view mirror. Most of us in the market were there in 2000 when the NASDAQ collapsed. Most of us in the market were there in 2008, 2009, when not only did we get hit by a collapse in our home prices, but we got hit by a collapse in our 401ks when the S&P 500 went down 53%. For that reason, I personally am not a Boglehead. Okay, that's the Vanguard, John Bogle. You're better off just staying in and riding through the ups and downs, the roller coaster of the market, because over time it has only gone higher. That is an absolutely true statement. The market has always gone on to hit new all-time highs for the last 100 years. But it's those 50% dips that nobody wants to ride through once again. And that's why I'm not an indexed investor and a guy who believes in the John Bogle methodology of staying fully invested in low-fee, Vanguard, total world stock market funds, because they're not immune to the market. They're correlated to the market. And I believe in having that tight vigilance. You know what? Vigilance is the best word that I can say. In addition to, you want maximum growth when the sun is shining, but you also want vigilance and a plan that will be put into place, an emergency preparedness plan. Because it's not a matter of if we're going to have another recession. It's a matter of when we're going to have another recession. It will more than likely be in the next 5 years. The odds are very, very high. Then, of course, you have to do something different at that point in time. There has to be somebody who takes the alfalfa that's been harvested and baled up and put under storage. You've got to protect the crop, okay, when the crickets arrive to eat the crops. But at the same time, I see too many people that are so focused on worry about what could happen, they've really missed out on what is happening, okay? I think you have to pay a lot more attention to what is happening, but have a plan for when that what if does begin to happen. I see too many people that are sitting out on the sidelines because of all those what-if scenarios that they play out in their head. And in the meantime, people continue to make money in the market. I don't believe that Boeing has seen its all-time high. I don't believe that Amazon has seen its all-time high, or MasterCard or Visa. I believe they're going higher, and the numbers suggest that. Not my emotion, not my greed. It comes down to the numbers. The sun is still shining on the market. What are you doing about it? Well, to each his own. This is Bill Gunderson. What am I doing about it? More on that when we come back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
You own a local business, or any business, and your national competition has a backroom of digital marketing minions who are eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We can surround potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We make every digital dollar count towards sales success. We won't waste your money. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers from everywhere. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America is headed for Sarasota on Tuesday, May 15th, Wednesday, May 16th, and Thursday, May 17th. The Gunderson team will be at the Sarasota Hyatt Regency in downtown Sarasota on those days. Bill Gunderson and his team will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they will sell out, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, May 15th. The workshop will also be held at the downtown Sarasota Hyatt Regency. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Sarasota.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I'm going to just kind of illustrate here what I'm talking about. I guess I'm going to appeal to your greed side here first, okay? Let's just take the stock of Boeing. Now, I haven't looked at Boeing bonds. I probably should have done that before I said, but I can just imagine that you can get somewhere in the 3%, 3.5% area. If a 10-year treasury is yielding 2.5%, it's obviously more risky to lend money to a corporation than a big government that can tax the people. And you're probably going to get about 3.5% per year or so on a Boeing bond. Now, you could build a nice bond portfolio of best stocks now. And instead of owning the stock, you could own the bonds of the company. You have very little downside risk. At the end of the term, you're going to get your what you invested in the bond back. As long as the company stays intact and nothing happens, there have been cases. GM, for instance, their bonds went to, 20 cents on the dollar during their big crisis. But you know what? If you were to buy bonds, just as a what if in best stocks now types of companies like Boeing, 3.5%, 3.5% somewhere in there, maybe 4% with very little downside risk. So you double your money every 18 years. At 3%, that's what a lot of the worst stocks now have averaged over time in capital appreciation. The IBMs of the world, the AT&Ts of the world, they're averaging over the last 10 years the stock 3 or 4% per year. By contrast, now let's just look at the stock of Boeing. This is just one example. And I use my Best Stocks Now app for this illustration. The stock itself over the last 10 years, Boeing, between its dividend yield, which right now Boeing has a dividend yield of 2.1%. And you add in the capital appreciation of the shares over the last 10 years, the stock has delivered to investors 30% per year. Okay, the bond, about 3.5 or so, with a lot less downside risk than the stock. Let's not forget that Boeing was down 51% in 2008. The market was down 38%. When we went through the recession, Boeing got hit very hard. The stock was down 51%. So there's your downside risk if you don't have some kind of an exit strategy or an emergency preparedness plan. But the reward has been, over the last 10 years, a return of 30% per year. Okay. I have a simple spreadsheet. It's called my compound interest spreadsheet. If I started at $100,000 today, right? In fact, why don't I do it? $100,000 today. Of course, there's no guarantees. I'm just using illustrations here, painting you a picture. One of a very safe picture and one of taking on more risk. And I don't think I'll add any money to that $100,000 per year. And I think I'll grow it at what Boeing has grown it at, which has been amazing. In 10 years, your $100,000 has grown to $1.8 million, okay? So that appeals to the greed side of your brain. $100,000 at Boeing over the last 10 years has grown to $1.8 billion. Okay. But Bill, that 50% risk, my $1.8 million could be worth $900,000 if the termites come through again like they did in 08 and 09. To me, that's where vigilance comes in. And there's several ways to mitigate that risk. The first way to mitigate that risk is to not have all your money in Boeing. Okay, I like to own 25 to 30 stocks in my portfolio. I feel like that's a full roster. Okay, I can't find more than that I consider to be the best stocks now at any given point in time. So if I owned, Boeing represented 4% of my overall portfolio and Boeing went to zero, my downside risk is 4% to the downside. My 100 grand becomes, so spreading out your risk is obviously one way of mitigating risk. Now, in my opinion, ETFs and indexes spread it out too much. I don't want to own all 2,000 Russell 2000 stocks. I want to own the very, very best because I know a lot of them are in there just to take up room and to create an index. Okay, so number one is buying superior stocks. Number two is spreading that risk around amongst a, you know, pretty focused. That's still a pretty focused portfolio, 25 or 30. And then applying that vigilance to every one of those 25 or 30s. You still have downside. You still have black swan risk. You know, something big happens and the whole market's down 40, 50%. Well, that risk is always going to be in the market. But an actively managed portfolio of 25, 30 stocks can be pruned and trimmed and hedged and watched over and watered and weeded along the way. Okay. And there can be, you know, an exit strategy and an emergency preparedness plan on every single stock that you own. People ask me, how long does it take to sell something if things start to go bad? And I would respond back within 60 seconds and be done. I could sell right now my entire Boeing stake amongst all my clients. It's a pretty large stake. I could sell it probably within 30 seconds if I set my stopwatch, and I'm totally out of it and into cash. So the risk-to-reward ratio, the people that don't want to take any risk, then they have to accept very meager returns. If you don't want to take any risk at all, then you're in CDs, which are earning 2-2.5% maybe, and your money's going to double every 35 years, but you don't have any downside risk. And if that's acceptable to you, then that's where you should be. I've talked to a lot of people, even while I have been here, that do not belong in any kind of risk because they can't take it. They don't have that tolerance for risk. But what they give up by not having tolerance for a little managed risk is 30% a year potential in a stock like Boeing that has turned 100,000 into 1.7 million. If you kept it in the CD, all right, that same $100,000 10 years from now will be $131,000 instead of $1.7 million. But you didn't take any risk. You never went outside. You stayed in the house all the time. So everybody has to weigh that out in their mind. On the one hand, everybody wants their portfolios to grow. And on the other hand, many of them don't want to take the risk of stepping out into the waters of the stock market and great companies of today. And by doing that, then they have accepted very, very meager returns over the years. So to each his own. I think the answer myself is somewhere in the middle. I don't think people should have their pedal to the metal. I think, one, they should have a carefully chosen basket of growth vehicles that should be well diversified. And two, I think it should be highly managed and you should be vigilant, very vigilant, not too vigilant. You can be too vigilant. I know people that have sold everything probably a dozen times over the last several years because everything, little thing that happens, and I want to talk about that when I come back, the difference between primary moves in the market and secondary moves in the market. That's another very important concept to understand, and I talked about it at my workshop Wednesday. More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America is headed for Sarasota on Tuesday, May 15th, Wednesday, May 16th, and Thursday, May 17th. The Gunderson team will be at the Sarasota Hyatt Regency in downtown Sarasota on those days. Bill Gunderson and his team will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they will sell out, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, May 15th. The workshop will also be held at the downtown Sarasota Hyatt Regency. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Sarasota.
You own a local business, or any business, and your national competition has a backroom of digital marketing minions who are eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We can surround potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We make every digital dollar count towards sales success. We won't waste your money. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers from everywhere. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the second or the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. I'll be writing the newsletter today and tomorrow, and we'll be sending it out probably late afternoon tomorrow. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com to get updated on where this market is now. It has been 10 years now of new highs in the market, and I want to just describe a little bit, a couple of ways to give you a little bit more confidence and conviction and take away the scaredy cat fear that most people have. Number one, I believe strongly in knowing valuations, having some kind of clue. I think most people, they form an opinion of the market just based on stories that they hear, newsletters that they read, commentators that they listen to, and they have no clue about the valuation of the overall market or valuation of individual companies. Let me just use that as an example first. I own an individual stock. It's down 4% today. What should I do? Well, I think knowing what the stock is worth and the valuation of that company gives me a lot of conviction that, you know what? This will pass. The stock hasn't lost its value. It's still got 70 or 80 upside percent potential over the next several years. I'm not going to let a $3 pullback or a 10% pullback in this stock upset me. And I think knowing the valuation of the market, if you throw any emotional or scenario or reason why the market should go down tomorrow and why it shouldn't keep going up, I'm going to come back to the valuation of the market. Every week in my newsletter, I publish what the market is worth 12 months from now, 18 months from now. That's a very critical part of the mission. That's what gives you a little bit of conviction in your belly as opposed to fear of dipping your toe in. Number two, I think understanding the difference between a primary trend and a secondary trend. What do I mean by that? I started off my workshop Wednesday night by showing a chart of the market since 2009, just the S&P 500. Keep it simple. And you can see a nice, beautiful, up-sloping line that's gone from 666 to 2,900 over the last 10 years. But along the way, the primary trend is obviously up. But along the way, you'll see lots of little secondary trends within that primary trend. We had a secondary trend, a sell-off, never broke the primary trend, but we had a sell-off in 2010, pretty stiff one. We had another one in 2011, a pretty stiff one, but we never broke the primary trend. These are little waves inside of a big wave. The big wave has been headed higher for the last 10 years, but there's been a lot of little secondary waves to the downside along the way. the years 2015 and 16 were very bad in the market. They went sideways. We had a sell-off in early 2016, but it never broke the primary trend of up. It was a secondary trend down within that primary trend. This also holds true for individual stocks. And then, of course, probably the second worst one, maybe even the worst secondary trend within this primary trend occurred in late last year, 2018, and it did violate the long-term primary trend there just for a day or two, maybe even a week, and then it snapped back and got right in the line of the upsloping primary trend that's been going on since 2009. Now, when that primary trend is eventually broken and that primary trend is no longer an uptrend, the trend is your friend, my friend, then you want to have that emergency exit plan. So I believe that the three best ways to mitigate risk, four best ways, own very good quality, high quality stocks, be vigilant on those stocks, closely tend it, just as if it were your garden that you're going to live off of someday, you know, your garden that's going to supply the goods you'll need. Two, diversify it amongst good quality companies. I don't like mutual funds. They stay 100% invested all the time. Three, have an exit plan. And four, watch the valuations and the trend lines. Those are the two big things that you have to be vigilant on. Now you say to yourself, man, that's time consuming. I don't know how to put valuations on companies. I don't know how to disseminate a secondary trend from a primary trend. Some of you do. Then manage it yourself. Continue to manage it yourself. And if you don't have that time and you want to spend your time doing something else and watching for secondary trends within primary trends and earnings reports, then hire somebody who is in deep in the market every single day. Not a kid at Schwab that's going to put you into an asset allocation. Not an annuity salesman. Somebody who is deep in the economy. Do you know anybody like that around here? I'll try to find somebody here at Gunderson Capital Management who is deep in the market every single day watching primary, secondary trends while you're at work, while you're on vacation, while you're enjoying the grandkids. Well, you could give us a call, at least talk to us about what we do here at Gunderson Capital Management. I try to be a little bit unique from the rest of the people out there. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can sample my newsletter. You can see just how deep I am in the market every week by looking at that thing and the results that I've produced over the years. You can go to GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Well, I'm signing off for now from Dallas. I'll be moving on tomorrow, going home to Charleston, South Carolina, writing the newsletter along the way, and then getting ready for our Sarasota trip. It is such a fun business. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day and have a great weekend.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.